You're so cool, Brewster. I can't stand it.
Hey, this is Stephen Jeffries, and you're watching Death Curse Society. At least you better be.
Rock and roll!
Just won't get paid. These are the days when you wish your bed was already made. It's just another manic Monday. I wish it was Sunday, 'cause that's my fun day. Why I don't have to run late. It's just another manic Monday. I wish it was
again, folks. It's another Monday Maniacs from Death Curse Society. I'm Red Crank. I got Zigzag, and we got FaZe down there too, but it's early for him yet, but we'll let him stay for a little bit.
Yeah. The Colonel is on assignment.
That's right. Thank you. What's going on, Ziggy? How was your week?
It's been a crazy week, dude, and I might as well get right to it, dude.
You gonna just jump right into that?
I'm so excited. I've had an addition to the family. It was just discovered this week. And I'm nervous, I'm scared, I'm excited, and I'm also proud. But here, you guys want to see the ultrasound?
Yeah.
Check this out.
There we go.
Good. Yes, of course, it's not an ultrasound. Angelo has done it again, and this is the genesis of my new acquisition. The boat zombie from Zombie 2 with the fabulous World Trade Centers in the background. These are the layers he puts on it. You can see it going. And I'm just haunted by this one, just like I was with the Bob from City of the Living Dead. So, yes, coming soon to the collection of Angelo Mariano, the boat zombie from Zombie 2. Welcome, welcome, goddamn it, welcome. And there goes the money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're going to be
I need help. I have a problem. It's clear I have a problem.
I'm actually glad you said that because, Ziggy, this is an intervention. So sit down. Yeah. We're gonna talk for 2 hours about your art addiction, your angel addiction.
I just by looking at this, though, I think I would have many supporters on my side.
I
love it, man. It's another beauty. I love the brighter colors again because most of mine behind me here are dark and bloodier, and the last two now are both from Zombie 2, ironically, and I'm not asking for these. I'm not commissioning these things. He's just fucking going, you know what I feel like painting today? And then I see it, and that's it. So, yeah.
Well, soon to be appearing. No addiction is a good addiction.
Soon to be appearing on the set at some point. And Angelo, thanks again, brother. Did it again.
Well, Joshua says, that looks fucking awesome. Let's get that back over there. There we go. And,
wow.
I think that was the only comment on the...
Well, because everybody is so... It's like a regular occurrence around here now with me dropping these announcements of new paintings coming into the collection. So, old hat, been there, done that. I get it. But I'm still excited as fuck, man. It's a beauty.
Well, first off,
yes.
We got to say a happy birthday to Lorena.
Yes. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Lorena. And yeah. I think we also have to say happy birthday to Orlando. I think it was over the weekend sometime.
Yeah, Friday or Saturday or something like that. Yeah. So, but of course.
Happy birthday, Orlando.
Happy birthday, Orlando.
The DCS alum.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we got Dr. Smiley in here. We got Grizzly. Of course, Lorena. We got Bill. We got Adam Christopher. Adam said, dang it. He's not watching right now. He'll watch the stream later. Hopefully, all the right. Colonel. Well, you want to just play that and get it out of the way, too?
Let's do it because.
Adam says, damn, stuck at work. Hopefully, the Colonel liked the care package. I'll watch the stream later. Have a good show, boys.
Adam, this is for you directly from the Colonel.
Hey, everybody. It's the Colonel checking in while on assignment. I've been out for a while. I miss you guys. I only got like 3-4 weeks left. And my Monday nights will be free again. Until then, I just want to give a special shout out to friend of Death Curse Society and one of Michigan's finest, our friend, your friend, Adam Christopher. Dude, I appreciate it. I got your package in the mail. I'm sorry it took me so long to get this done. But dude, I am fucking pumped. I'm finally be on the same stage as Crank and Zag when they talk about a little bit of reading. I've all seen the movie, but I never read the graphic novel. Until now. Yes, The Crow. Dude, this is why I'm super pumped. Every time I take a shit, this is going to be my go-to reading. No more scrolling TikTok, Reels, none of the other bullshit. The Crow is being read. But you say, Colonel, after you read The Crow, what are you going to do? Well, I tell you what I'm going to fucking do. I'm going to read Here's Negan. Negan's origin story from The Walking Dead. Everybody knows Negan. Everybody loves Negan. And he knows I'm a wrestling fan. And he threw a little bit, something sweet on top. It's going to be a little sticky, so I apologize in advance. But, oh, Alexa Bliss. Oh, please come back. But yes, this is going on the spank wall, not the horror wall of fame behind me. You know, I'll have to squeegee it probably 2-3 times a week. But again, Adam, thank you so much, man. These are so cool. I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Not only am I on assignment, just it's been real shitty the past few weeks, to be honest with you guys. So this is huge, really lifted my spirits. I have something to look forward to. I appreciate it. And everybody that's watching now, again, I miss you guys. Have fun discussing your top 5 kid vampires tonight. And if you get on DraftKings, I'm pretty sure the most favorable bet on there tonight is going to be Zigzag picking Evil Ed from Fright Night. You heard it here first. Give me a cut of that money. DCS out. Woo! Wash your dick. Don't get sick.
But, there's the Colonel, everybody.
I've missed him.
What is that supposed to mean? What does he think? I got him number one or something? Or just appearing on the list?
I think just appearing, probably. That's okay. A pretty safe bet, folks.
I think that's a safe bet. Grant, now, if you were here at the front of the show, Stephen Jeffries gave us a little greeting at the beginning. Yeah. So, I mean, why not? I don't know, though. We'll see.
What's up with that plain yellow tee he was wearing, though? That was kind of different.
I don't know what that was. That was different.
That's the kinder, gentler Colonel.
I don't buy that for a second.
The linen-scented Colonel.
Oh, my God.
Lemon-scented?
Or linen. Lemon. Well, linen, why not?
Lemon, something. Whatever. Good Lord. What's wrong with you?
He smelled April fresh, though. I look at him, man. Fuck.
Yeah, of course he did. Let's see. Who else we got in here? There's award-winning St. John's, Michigan Jason in the house. Can't wait to see you guys again.
Sure, we'll be bouncing into Motor City Nightmares for a couple of days.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the trip up there. I haven't fully decided yet. I'm kind of debating on a few different cons right now that aren't necessarily work related. I was thinking about going to Texas Frightmare in the next few weeks, but I don't think I'm going. If I do, I may go down for like a day, like a Friday or something.
I'm going to the Kentucky one, dude. I gotta get
Scarefest.
I gotta get Reggie Bannister, dude. That's on the bucket list. I gotta have it. Gotta have it. Gotta fucking have it.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure if Ziggy is going to Motor City, I'm pretty sure I'll make it up there and try to swing by BK's for a meal. It's not a restaurant. It's just a guy's house. So.
Better than any restaurant from the sounds of it.
Invite only, by the way, guys. Invite only.
Right. Yeah, you got it. It's a short list, you know. It's a long waiting list for this one.
That's true. Speaking of, there's BK right there. He says, me and the wife just poured a drinky and are ready for murder.
Nice.
Blood.
This one's a different list, though, because we don't really talk too much about murder, so. Not in this.
Quite a bit of murder on my list, I think.
Yeah, but we don't necessarily talk about it.
Okay.
No. I don't know. Maybe we will. Who knows? BK also says, this was earlier, if FaZe doesn't become a permanent fixture, I'm boycotting this goddamn show. Maybe.
Well.
I don't know. FaZe, would you think you could be a permanent fixture on the show? Yeah. Nope. Not today.
See, we all, you know, we have the anti-ejection seats in here. That's in the captain chairs.
That's just for you, BK. I'm sorry.
Just for BK. Of course we're bringing him in. God damn it.
To answer your question, I mean, if you ask me to, sure.
Well, I like where you are right now with the producing stuff, because you figure out now there's a shit ton of behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on during every show, and it is handy to have somebody dedicated to that.
Oh, yeah.
So there we go. Christopher says that painting is zag as fuck.
I love it. Zag as fuck. Doesn't have the same charisma as Crank as fuck, though. I mean, it just doesn't.
There's one of the Ogletrees right there. He says, hey, gang, we're still unpacking. They just moved. Hope the move went smoothly. I hope you are all well. We'll watch it later.
There's some moving motherfuckers, man.
Yeah. They just bought a house last year, and they already sold it and got it.
Mm. Hey,
got another one in the pipeline, I think.
Moving up the ladder. I love their story. It's fucking success.
Grizzly says, we just watched the original Crow with the twins. Excellent choice.
Yes.
Grizz's right. You're kind of coming in a little bit quiet. I don't know if you're far from your mic or if you need to turn up slightly.
Who's that?
Turn it up a little bit. Yeah, somebody said my mic was coming in a little quiet on YouTube, though. How about on Facebook? Is that better, by the way?
Zag's on a new system. Maybe he's a little bit louder and it leveled you off wrong a little bit. I don't know.
It could be. Let me know
if that... No, hold on. Let me just see if that worked. Don't adjust on your end, too, until we...
Not adjusting any.
All right. Rick says... What's up, Rick? He says, still pumped for Scarefest.
Mm. Rick's going to go. I saw Rick this weekend. I went down and saw Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, and Day of the Dead at the Autorama Drive-In in North Richfield, Ohio, or something like that. It was awesome, man. Got to hang out with Rick and his boy, and he actually decreed that we didn't have consent to film him, so he stepped off frame, and it was quite funny. But yeah, dude, it was awesome seeing all three of those fucking movies as a triple feature. And then I've come to find out they're having it 40 minutes away at a theater right down the fucking road.
Right.
I could have went to an indoor one. I don't care. I would have did it again, man. It was totally fine. Yeah. Well worth the trip. 2-hour and 20-minute run one way.
Well, Rick says, hold on. Rick says, I'm on Facebook and YouTube, and you sound fine on YouTube. Grizzly says, seems better now. All right, cool. Thanks. Right. St. John's, Michigan, Jason says, sound good, Crank?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you. All right. And just slightly off topic, Joshua says, fuck the remake of The Crow. Yeah. We are going to talk about that when it comes out, so stay tuned for that.
We'll have another one of those comparison shows.
Yeah, sure. we'll have another original versus remake for that one. So, and that one should be... quite devastating. I could be wrong. Here's hoping I'm fucking wrong. You know, I hope this movie does things that I was not expecting. I don't see that happening, but let's see.
I've had time to think about it. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be great.
Eh, who knows, man? Lorena says, Sam says hi to FaZe.
Hello, Sam, brother-in-law.
Oh, okay. Rick says, Zag as fuck, doesn't have the same ring.
That's what I said. Yeah. I did it.
Patricia says, there needs to be a crank as fuck shirt.
Oh.
Rick says, yeah, we need a crank as fuck shirt. We'll buy it as soon as it's debuted. We're working on that. But the I'll be honest, the graphics that we had for like
the joke one that I made first originated. Yeah.
I don't think that will translate to a shirt well. So we're trying to think of something that pops a little bit better. So
anybody that has access to AI software and wants to run the crank as fuck.
Fuck you,
no,
Zags.
No, don't throw that out there right now. Don't throw that out there right now.
We're kicking with the nuts from all the way state away.
That ain't never going to work anyway. It's going to go, what the hell's a crank? It's going to show a nuts. Some kind of a,
yeah,
you know, you're going to get a barrel crank or a car crank or something.
Talk about fucking AI art.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that yet.
We don't have, we've got too many good artists.
Yet shit.
We got to get into the business before we get into our topic, folks. Of course. We never say this, but if you are watching on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, please hit that like button. You know, I was told recently we need to say that more.
Oh, we don't say it enough.
We
agree.
Never say it. We never say it. But yeah, if you don't mind, hit that like button. But before we get to our topic, which I'm really excited about because I think tonight's going to be a fun discussion, let's just get on to thanking our members. Of course, our final girls and guys, Chris, Lorena, BD, and Tyrone. Our Crazy Ralphs. Oh, and look at there. We got a new one on the Crazy Ralphs. Oh. Bell's Fancy Creations. Yeah. Dr. Smiley, Raymond, and the whole damn enchilada pod. We're going to have to get a business name for Raymond so we have like all pseudonyms. And of course, our camp counselors, 42nd Street Pete, Corey, Luke, Michigan Dave, Jimmy and Rachel. Good luck on the move again. Stacy Lynn, Orlando. Happy birthday again. Patricia, Kristen, and JJ. Thank you, guys.
I got it.
We can't use the sound one anymore because it's not working anymore for some reason.
I don't know. What does this sound like, folks? You tell me.
No, don't do it again. See, I hear nothing.
You don't hear anything, but
I hear absolutely nothing.
They probably all hear it.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to become a member, check out our website at deathcursesociety.com and scroll on over to the membership page and look at the options there. Yeah, you can get some cool stuff. And of course, thanks to our associate producer, C-Phase. We already did the bit, so we're not doing that. Good week for you, FaZe? Did you watch any kid vampire movies to freshen up?
No, I did not, actually. It was somewhat of a busy week and somewhat not at the same time. Just, I don't know, couldn't feel the time to watch any movies. But I was able to put something of a list together, kind of used your list to help refresh the memory. And I happened to watch six of these, so it worked out.
Nice.
Yeah, I actually went and watched a lot of clips just to see different
things
I wanted to see with the particular ones I picked. And I was happy. I had fun making this list. It was really a lot of fun putting this thing together because it's a hell of a lot deeper than you might think.
This list?
Yeah.
This list, I think, is going to be very, very interesting. What we're doing, since we reviewed Abigail last week, we told you last week about this, we're ranking our top five vampire kids. And that includes children to, what did you say, 17?
17 was the cutoff. We said 17, which helped immensely. So.
Fair enough. So, and feel free, if you have a list or just a favorite, throw those in the comments, and we'll discuss those as well. And there may be one or two that don't make either of our list that somebody likes. I don't know. I think we've got a...
It's a nice, eclectic mix of vampire kids. Yeah.
I will say though, my list is definitely crank as fuck. So,
well, be prepared.
You expect nothing more.
I had it. Well, I did a little research on a couple of the ones you put on there, and I went like, "Oh yeah, okay, I get it." You know, it's, yes, crank as fuck is the operative term here. Slow burn.
Let's see here. I think Ziggy, you get to go first.
I think I am a thunder-stealing prick fuck tonight.
And I did it backwards. I did not go to the proper graphic for the background first. And then I got to scroll back up here. There we go. All right, now we're good. So, Ziggy, why don't you take the honors and kick us off with the top five vampire kids of your choosing?
It'll be my pleasure, Crank. It was fun. I mean, this was a fun list to put together. Vampires, and then just something about kid vampires are extra creepy, and they can take you down, man. They got the strength, and if they've been around long enough, they got the fucking smarts how to do it, as you're going to see here. We're going to start right away. Just saw the movie, just made the list. Abigail is on my list. Alicia Weir. Just loved, she actually captured 300 years of experience, in my opinion, in her portrayal and the way she delivered her lines. It was fucking believable, man. I loved it. She was good that way. Had violence. It was scary at times. It had some gore in it. And she's just, I just love the vampires in this world are fucking awesome. So they had to make this list for sure. And better late than never. At least we got it in just in time. Number four, one that has always stuck with me for the years since I've seen it. True Blood, back HBO put this series out. I think Entourage had wrapped up. I had a gap in my, you know, HBO television. So True Blood comes on. And after a while, the character Jessica Hamby joins the cast. Deborah Ann Wolfe. Redhead, beautiful. Oh, Crank. That is
perfect. Did I get a good picture?
Dude, that's what I'm talking about. See, this is why. But she's great.
I had one specific assignment when I was gathering photos for the building the list, the graphics and everything, and he was just like, "Hey, when you come to that True Blood chick, find a sexy photo." I was like, "All right, I got you, man. I got you.
Plenty to pick from.
I believe it.
Her character is really good. She's turned at 17. One of her story arcs, she's turned as a virgin. So every time she gets a boyfriend and has sex, she wakes up in the morning, she's regenerated. You know what I'm saying? What a pain in the ass. So just one of the many things they have for in this world.
That's a weird take on the subject, but okay.
True Blood is fucking crazy, dude. These guys are the biggest horn dogs you've ever seen that made this. You would freak out.
I've had a few people tell me I need to watch that, but I've also had a few people tell me I need to watch The Vampire Diaries too, and I have not seen either of those.
I've not seen Vampire Diaries. I have seen most of True Blood, and that one was good, at least throughout the first 3-4 seasons, and then started getting a little crazy as they do.
Now, True Blood's the one with Anna Paquin, right?
Yes, and oh boy, is she nice in that as well. she could have made this list. She becomes, but she's not really a vampire. She's something else. I'm not going to spoil that here.
Okay.
Please. Number three. Oh, yes. If you place bets with the Colonel, you win. Evil Ed Thompson from Fright Night. Stephen Jeffries portrays this misfit loser, but best friends with Charlie Brewster in Fright Night. And then, of course, tired of being picked on, seduced by the vampire to join. And he accepts with the embrace of the hand and then becomes one of the scariest fucking vampires of the whole movie. Just good stuff, man. Scary. Scary. Number two. I mean, shit. This is as good as it gets almost. David, Marco, Paul, and Dwayne, the fucking Lost Boys, man. Yes. Yes, they were high school age. They were 17 or less. And yes, come on, man. They were fucking great looking vampires. They were cool. You wanted to be a vampire seeing this movie. You would have joined. I would have joined. Crank would have joined. I'm sure FaZe was in. Fuck, man. It would have been great. We all would have been there.
I already did join. You didn't know that? Rookie.
All right. But yes, of course, the Lost Boys, I mean, this was the debate. Remember we were saying like we were looking for that cutoff age. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could have made it 12. That would have made it this a lot fucking tougher to do.
Oh, God, that would have been really tougher. Yeah.
So in 17, that opened up the door for Jessica Hambry, the Lost Boys, and maybe more.
Evil Ed was closer to 16, probably.
I'd say, yep, they were 15, quite 16. Seniors yet. They were probably 10th, 11th grade.
Yeah.
All right, we got honorable mentions here. And I know this is going to cause a little controversy because... I thought she was great. I loved her in almost everything she's done. She's Mary Jane Park, Mary Jane in Spider-Man movies, Kristen Dunst, Claudia in Interview with a Vampire. I don't think she got enough screen time in this, but Crank did make some good points on it that the time she had, they crammed a centuries into, and I have to give him that. So that's
don't
why.
You, don't you? Don't you fucking take my argument from me?
No, I won't. It's adding to one I've already brought up. See,
because my argument is going to be why she's so low on your fucking list. In an honorable mention, she should at least be above it. She should at least be in 4 or 5.
Yeah, that's on my list. Though.
I'm aware, but
I'm telling you what I feel about her, and yeah, it's gonna de-bomb yours a little bit, but it is. She's great, but I like the other ones I have here a little bit better. And shit, I would love to see her vampire in an Abigail type story. That would be fucking sweet for sure. Maybe that would have got her a little higher. Honorable mention number two.
Fair enough.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer introduced us to Benny, David Arquette. And one of the greatest lines in the whole movie, Benny's a vampire and floats up to Luke Perry's window and says, you know, I'm hungry. And Luke Perry looks at him and goes, you're floating. You know, so I always fucking loved that scene. It made him an unforgettable character for me, man. And for a silly movie as that is, he's a pretty good vampire, man. Finally, my last honorable mention, and this one almost could have been 5 for me. Homer from Near Dark, Joshua John Miller. Near Dark, remember? Hmm. They did the same kind of things. Like they had the scams down where his bike was like, oh, I'm lost. My bike's wrecked. Oh, let me give you a ride. Boom, they got their victim.
Right.
A great fucking movie if you've never seen it. And again, he's not in it enough to really. He's just a side character. He's just in there. It's funny. I think he's the second oldest vampire in the whole gang, but he's like stuck at 13 or 14 years old.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So cool character. Honorable mention here. And number
side note before you get to your number one. This actor, Joshua John Miller, still acting to this day. Has a movie coming out in a few months with Russell Crowe, The Exorcism. That he's in.
I saw a modern picture and I kind of went, I still see Homer in there. You know,
I still see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, do you know who his brother is?
Oh. I don't know. I went down all the Millers. The only Miller that came to mind was Victor Miller.
Nope. Doesn't share the same name. Jason Patrick. From The Lost Boys.
Of course. Well, there you go. See?
And his dad was in The Exorcist. Jason Miller in The Exorcist.
Oh, the priest?
The priest, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Look at this. See? Yeah. Bonded by evil and vampirism. How do you like that?
I found that out while I was doing, you know, research on the list and digging up graphics and stuff. So I thought that was interesting.
Like I said, as an honorable mention, I just went, okay. You know, it's a... He gets all I need on him.
I couldn't find very many good pictures of him, though. Not well-lit ones, especially. He was always in the dark.
He was standing with... who the fuck was it? I don't remember now. I was like, oh, yeah. They both looked pretty, like, different. I mean, he's obviously you know, he's 50 now, so.
Right.
But he's a little filled out a little bit since 13.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Yes. Number one, you've been waiting so patiently. And I, to me, it's almost the same kind of stupid thing. They don't have a whole lot of screen time either, but God damn it, the screen time they have hits you in the face. Both of these guys are terrifying and stuck with me all these years. Danny and Ralphie Glick, Salem's Lot, the fucking let me in the window, the caretaker jumping in the grave and opening up Ralphie's coffin. Fuck, dude. This shit is the nightmare sauce all the way. These guys are the scariest ones. The eyes, the fucking fangs, the trying to get in your head and get you to open that window and open that coffin, calling you in. Scary fucking shit. Nailed it. Stephen King couldn't have written it any better than and made it any scarier. Those guys brought it to fucking life. Number one, hands down.
Yeah. All right. Also, Brad Savage, Tracy Savage's brother.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Friday the 13th alum. She mentioned that herself right on these airwaves.
That's right. That's how I heard about that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But it is pretty common. It's out there.
Yeah. Excellent list there, Ziggy. All right, so folks, let's dissect this and tell him where he's wrong.
Well, again, each list is to their own, just like we.
I know.
Get ready. If you watch all of these movies, even two of these movies in a row, you will fall asleep on Crank's list, but good luck.
Shut the fuck up.
Claudia should be on the list.
Grizzly says Claudia should be on the list, like on the list. Not in a an honorable mention.
It's on the list.
Jesus. Let me get back up here.
I'm standing by it.
Dun, dun, dun. All right. I think this is where the comments start and the list. Oh, shit. Tricky stuff going on here, folks. There we go. All right. Let's see here. BK's got a list right on time here. Let's get that up there. He says, let's see. Number five, Darcy from Married with Children.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even think about that one. Yeah, that's a good one.
From Fright Night. I can't remember her character's name right now, but
Amy.
Yeah. Amy. Yeah. That's his number five. Number four, Abigail. Number three, the True Blood chick. Number two, Evil Ed.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. And number one, the Glick Brothers. All right. All right.
Fuck yeah.
You're going to have to be on the golf clap.
I got it. Well worth it.
Excellent list, BK. Let's see here. Here we go. Patricia's got a list. She says, Evil Ed from Fright Night, number five. Number four, Homer from Near Dark. Number three, Claudia from Interview. Number two, Ralphie from Salem's Lot. Number one, Ellie from Let the Right One In. And honorable mentions, Mark from Once Bitten. That's a good one. Yep. Abby from Let Me In. And Corda from Spookies. And Emma from The Strain. All right. There's
some deep cuts.
Yep. Excellent list there as well, Patricia.
Yep. I clicked the white field next to the box, so that doesn't work when you do that.
That doesn't work.
It's not how this works. It's not how any of this works.
Damn Christopher's, it. Christopher's got his list. Number five, Abigail. Number four, Ellie from Let the Right One In. Number three, Danny from Salem's Lot. All right.
See, there's Danny and Ralphie. Which one, man? They're both fucking. Right.
Number two, Claudia. And number one, David from The Lost Boys. Excellent list there. Christopher? Sir?
Time. That was crazy.
Here's a question. Mike Grizzly wants to know, do dampiers or half vampires count?
Well, technically, Evil Ed was able to shapeshift into a werewolf, but he was a vampire. So, yes, I say yes.
All right.
If you've got the vampire bite to it, that's how you've been turned, sure.
All right. Well, there you go. There's your answer.
There's your answer.
Joshua's got a list. He says, number five, Abigail. I like that she's making the list.
Yeah, yeah.
This movie, I think, made an impression, and that character made an impression. So I am happy she's making pretty much everyone's list. Number four, Homer from Near Dark. Number three, David and the Gang from Lost Boys. Number two, Claudia. And number one, Evil Ed. Honorable mentions, Danny Glick and Benny, I think. Yeah. All right. Excellent list, Joshua.
Yes, it is.
Let's keep going. Where did her comment go? What comment? This one? Formidable list there, Zagman. Is that the one?
Yeah, we can see all the comments that may be disappearing on your end, but they're not disappearing on ours.
Bill gives your list an 8.5, which...
Thank you, sir.
Pretty high ranking.
What are you saying? Are you questioning the audience?
I'm questioning your list. I'm questioning your list, sir.
My list?
Fuck you!
Now that's what I was thinking. If you include the half vampires, that opens up a lot. You could count Blade. You could count the kid in Hotel Transylvania.
Well, Blade. Well, he was born a vampire, so.
Wrong one. Christopher says, does the girl from Dr. Sleep count as a vampire? I debated this, and I didn't even talk to the guys about it, but I just said no.
I'd say Shiners are not vampires per se. Energy vampires, yeah, but for this list, we kind of went with the fangs and the, you know, the blood.
Yeah. And, I mean, I would have definitely picked the pusher from Dr. Sleep if I was going to do that, because I like that actress. I think that was a great role. But yeah, I didn't even bring it up because I knew Ziggy would definitely be a no.
So. I just, you know, I hear what you're saying, and if we would have said any kind of vampire, sure. But, you know, we're kid vampires. We're kind of in the same frame of mind when we came up with it, so.
All right. And I almost missed this one, but I got it now. Bill's got his list.
Call you out on it.
He put it up early. That's why I almost missed it. He says, number five, Let Me In. So I assume Abby. Number four, either Danny or Ralphie Glick from Salem's Lot. Number three, David and the Gang from The Lost Boys. Number two, Abigail. And number one, Claudia from Interview with a Vampire. Excellent. Honorable mentions, 30 Days of Night, Near Dark, and Daybreakers. Daybreakers was so close on my list, but did not quite make it. And
are there vampire kids in 30 Days of Night?
I think so. I didn't get around to watching that one, but yeah, it was on a few other research lists that I looked at.
So many movies.
Yeah. All right. Excellent list, Ziggy, I guess. I mean, I still think...
Hey, at least she's on there. I could have left her ass off. There was a couple more I had to let go, you know, and not put on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's all right.
That's really the only one I disagree with is the Claudia place, but everything else I'm cool with.
See? Yeah. So, yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you, Ziggy.
Let's see here. What would fit?
I would switch Jessica Hamby, but Dad Zag is fuck right there.
I loved her, though, man. She's a character. She was my fucking favorite character out of the whole fucking series.
I haven't seen it, so
yeah,
I can't speak on that. She's just a hot-looking girl. That Zag is fuck.
Everybody's list. Everybody's list so far that I remember had Claudia higher than at least Abigail. So, just saying.
It's fine. Just saying. That's everybody else.
You're on a fucking island right now.
I'm an island with fucking Jessica Hamby. Cool.
All right. I guess that's it for your list. So,
and to the both of you anyway.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
And FaZe, what? You are
an asshole
as well.
Okay.
All right. We'll come back and we'll do a side by side here in just a little bit, but time to switch around. And all right, folks, it's time to get crank as fuck.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Grab your pillow there.
And the warm milk.
Yep. Grab your pillow there, Ziggy.
On fucky ranking.
So you don't, hurt your head. Keep those lists coming in the comments, guys. We'll get to them here in the next break. And
oh yes. Just got one already.
We'll see. Oh, we did?
Cool. Yep.
All right, let me loosen up here. All right. First off, at number 5 for Top Vampire Kids, one of the few places that Ziggy and I are going to agree. Abigail, number 5. Yeah. She was just fun. And like he said, played that role so well as a 300-year-old kid with all the experience. And I'm surprised you didn't mention the line, but I will since you didn't. Yeah.
Good.
Where she has that moment. It's like it takes about three centuries to learn all the cool tricks, Yep. It
takes a long fucking time to learn all the cool vampire shit.
Yeah. That was a great line. but yeah, she kicked ass too. And you slightly mentioned this, and I think we talked about this a little bit last week, but I liked that the vampires were slightly different looking than your, traditional Dracula or whatever. The teeth were all sharp whenever they transformed and everything, instead of just a couple of fangs or whatever. But yeah, I really dug this movie. I'm looking forward to when it is available on Blu-ray or whatever. But number 4 for me, and I'll be honest, I'm shocked. This is as low as it is on my list because I love this movie. This movie, when we ranked vampire movies, would probably be higher than some of the movies that come after this list based on the characters. But David and the Gang from The Lost Boys at number 4. You'll see why in a little bit, but they bumped down just a touch, but I do think this is probably my second or third favorite vampire movie of all time. So I think movie in general, slightly higher, these characters just a little bit lower, but that's because of the 3 I have ahead. Here's where I'm probably going to get some distasteful comments from some of the audience out there. And this may be a relatively soon topic coming up. But I'm going to go with Abby from Let Me In at number 3. I'll be honest, Ellie from Let the Right One In is not on my list. And because I like Let Me In, we've talked about this multiple times. I like Let Me In much better than the original. And a lot of it has to do with Chloe Grace Moretz. She's a fantastic actress. I've always enjoyed her. And I think she pulls it off a lot better than Ellie and the actress that played Ellie in the original. So, number 3, Abby. Yeah. Go ahead. Shrug your fucking shoulders down there.
I'm fine with it.
You. I wasn't talking to you.
Well, I was talking to you.
Number 2.
Well, We're waiting.
Jesus Christ, man, you had 25 minutes to go through your list. I've been talking for like three. Go fuck yourself. All right. Number two for me. This was one of the movies I came across over the last week or so. And I am glad I did. I can't believe I haven't seen it before because I love this director. I didn't really know. There's one actor in it that I'm a fan of as well, but and I've heard good things about this movie, but I've just never sat down and watched it. But I Am Eleanor Webb from Byzantium, played by, and I'm going to say this hopefully right, it's an Irish name, Saoirse Ronan. Yeah. This movie is, while it's got some traditional aspects of the vampire itself, is a very different take. And if you guys haven't seen it, track it down. I think I saw it on the Roku channel. But it's directed by Neil Jordan, who also did Interview with a Vampire. I've always liked his stuff, even dating back to like 1992's The Crying Game, which he wrote and directed and won a original screenplay Oscar for. He has a way of making just dark things and sadness amongst characters and amongst situations some of the most beautiful, you know, displays in a film. And I just love his style. But this vampire, quite different. She's not vicious. Pretty much the opposite. And I really dug this movie, man. I hope some of you in the comments have seen this and can discuss this a little bit with me. But if you haven't seen it, check out Byzantium. And Eleanor Webb is my number two. Honorable mentions for me. This is where it gets... This one's really crank as fuck. I really fucking enjoyed this movie when we watched it a few years ago. But I'm going with Thomas from My Heart Can't Beat Unless You Tell It To. I want to say it came out in 2020. A different kind of movie. Thomas is so... He doesn't feed enough to be a strong vampire because his older brother and sister are just feeding him enough with, you know, vagrants and, you know, homeless people that they find to keep him alive. But they don't want him to get stronger and stronger because they don't know what will happen. But again, this is another, it's a sad movie, but I really enjoyed this one. And I thought Owen Campbell, who played Thomas, did very well in this. And this also has Patrick Fugit, who was in Almost Famous. He was the kid in Almost Famous. Interesting movie. This is one I went out and bought almost immediately after I watched it. Check it out. It's called My Heart Can't Beat Unless You Tell It To. That's my first honorable mention. Second honorable mention, I wish these were higher, but, or I wish this guy was higher, but really, like Ziggy mentioned, not a whole lot of screen time. Yes, they were brutal while they were there. But I will say this image alone of Ralphie Glick from Salem's Lot, one of those that sticks with you forever.
This is what you go to. When someone says Salem's Lot, this is the first thing you think of.
That's the first thing you think of. And that's staying power right there. Because this was, what, 1980?
79.
79 was when this came out? So, that's some staying power right there, folks. And I haven't seen this in a long fucking time. But I tried to sit down and watch it not too long ago, and I picked the wrong time to watch it because something happened and I got pulled away.
It's still intense, man.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it again soon. I just haven't decided when. But My last honorable mention, Benny. Yeah. David Arquette plays is so fun. And I've got a sweet spot for this movie in general, just because it's so goofy. You know, Donald Sutherland, who's normally a very, very serious actor, and Rutger Hauer, who are normally just badasses in movies, kind of play against type in this with a little comedy. And it was refreshing to see. And I hadn't seen that out of them before. Now, David Arquette just comes out of nowhere. This is one of his early roles, wasn't it? Maybe first, or no, this wasn't his first role.
You know, he's very young in this. I mean, fuck, that came out
92.
And it, like, okay. Did you ever read the comics prior to the movie?
No.
You know, the inspiration of it. I mean, that's where, and that's why I think it why it's so successful is they kept a lot of that shit from that tone of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the people, they brought in some big fucking stars that were totally fine to get silly and have fun with it. And they did.
I thought it was too fun. And he's definitely a memorable character in the movie. You know,
I'm hungry. You're floating. You're floating.
Fun movie. I never got into the series, though. Did you ever watch the series?
A little, but yeah. I don't know, dude. I got a buddy that he's deep into the Charmed. Remember Charmed came along right around this time? Yeah. If I wasn't doing anything and it was on, I would watch. But, I mean, and I remember Angel spinning off from Buffy, mm-hmm. wasn't that? So, yeah. Right. And it just got crazy, kind of like the fucking Walking Dead. It was just too much.
Well, I never watched the Buffy the Vampire Slayer series. You know, I've heard some good things about it, but, you know, not a lot of people still talk about that one. Not the series anymore, you know? I don't
care. Geller was pretty good in the main character, but I mean, the movie has, she's a much better fit, I thought. Mm-hmm. She looks, I don't know.
I got you.
It looks more like the comics and stuff.
Right. Well, and folks, if you haven't figured it out by now, my number one, clearly, Claudia from Interview with the Vampire. I get that she has limited screen time. I hear your argument, Ziggy. But the thing about that is Kirsten Dunst goes through the widest range of emotions and character development in the 30, 40 minutes that she's even in the movie. You know what I mean? Because when you first see her, she's this damn near homeless, you know, motherless now child who's just distraught. And then by the time her end comes, it's, you know she's gone through, you know, puberty in a way. You know, and you see that up and down relationship with her dads. She goes through anger, she goes through revenge, she goes through resentment, and Kirsten is fucking flawless in this role. I also love the fact that Anne Rice kind of created this character as a tribute to her daughter who had recently passed away, and that, you know, as she's writing this character, she's going through that catharsis of her own daughter again. So that kind of probably helped me elevate Claudia to number one. But I've always loved that movie. I've always loved this book and the series, most of the series, and I thought Kirsten was a perfection choice for the role. So, number one, Claudia, Interview with a Vampire. That.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you.
No, that is it.
Yeah. No. Your number one, my honorable mention. My number one, your honorable mention. Cancels each other out. I'm totally fine with it.
This is true. Good point. So,
Because I challenge anybody to find a scarier, tenser moment in either one of those scenes with those Glick brothers as vampires. Mm. I challenge you. Scary-wise. And that's what I went with. Tried to go with the scarier, the ones that were disturbing to me as the younger person that I was.
See, I went for the ones that, you know, made an impact on screen and as the characters.
Well, in Abigail, I love the way she captured her experience. And I think she did it better than Kristen Dunst, in my opinion. Just with what she had to spit, her lines was cooler, much cooler. And I get it. I like Interview the Vampire Man, but again, she's on the list. She got her spot, but, you know, you want to call her number six. That's fine, too. I did love when the moment she turned and she went porcelain white and her hair permed, you know, right? That was all cool and everything. And she had a great look as a vampire. Very majestic and very, you know, just spiritual almost.
Right.
But
when I was in New Orleans a couple of Halloweens ago, I guess this would have been 2022. I happened to go to the graveyard where Anne Rice is buried, and her daughter is buried in the same crypt. And in New Orleans, the cemeteries are mostly closed throughout the year. You can only get in on, I think, November 1st, the day after Halloween. They call it the Day of the Dead. And that's the only time that you can get into a majority of the cemeteries in the town. And there were notes and pictures and drawings and gifts left at the crypt when I went. There were tons of Claudia, Kirsten Dunst, out there. And it was cool, man. It was very cool. There were poems or letters written about, you know, how your books like got me through a tough time when I was a kid or a teenager, or, you know, young adult. It was very neat, man. So I think the fact that that character has, you know, carried on so much for, you know, even before the movie was made, the book was 15, 20 years old.
The books were among the discoveries in my travels through my life, finding and hearing about Interview with a Vampire and wow, and Lestat and everything. And I'm reading them and going, holy shit. Yeah. You know, I think the only thing that would trump that is when I found Necroscope. That's it. That's the only thing that I thought was a little bit better than Interview.
It's cool.
Not knowing about it and finding it, you know?
Right.
Because everybody knew Stephen King. Everyone knew Dean Koontz. Yeah. Everybody, you know.
All right. Let me look at some of these comments here.
Yeah.
Grizzly says, it's so new, so hard to be higher for Abigail. Give it 4 or 5 years and revisit. I bet she will be higher. Maybe after a couple more movies, because I guarantee you they're going to do more. So we'll see. Joseph says, I've already seen Abigail in four times in the theater. Love this movie.
What's up, dude?
What's up, Joseph? I think he's got a list up here, too. Let's go.
He does.
Oh, damn. All right. He says,
of course.
Number five, Lucy from the 1979 Frank Langella Dracula. Interesting. Yeah. Number four, Evil Ed. Number three, The Glick Brothers. Number two, Abigail. Wow, damn.
There's the highest ranking for her.
Damn.
Not bad. And,
but number one, Claudia.
Claudia.
Excellent. Excellent choice there, Joseph.
I'm not mad at anybody that put Claudia number one. That's fine.
Excellent list there, Joseph.
Joseph, of course, you get the list. You almost got the fuck you there. My bad.
Gina says that would have been a good slip up. Gina says number five, Interview with a Vampire. Number four, Lost Boys. All right. Number three, Fright Night. Number two, Abigail. Number one, Salem's Lot. Excellent list, Gina.
There's two number two votes for Abigail. She's moving up. She's moving already.
Not bad. Not bad.
Excellent list. Excellent list, Gina.
Gina, thank you. And I slid way down to avoid saying F you. She put Salem's Lot at number one. Of course I'm giving her a clap. You know what? Two claps.
That's enough. That's enough. That's enough.
Jeez, man.
All right. Grizzly says, Ellie and Abby are the same character for me, so either or both fit. Fair enough.
I look forward to revisiting those.
And both rock.
Yeah.
So.
I saw both of those at a busy time. Uh-oh.
Bill says, okay, Ziggy has this deer in the headlight with Crank's List. Yeah.
I was listening, man. I was taking it in so I could make sure he wasn't being completely wrong. And he wasn't.
All right. Unlike you.
What?
Nothing. Grizzly says, even people that have not watched Salem's Lot know that scene.
Hello.
Lorena says, Buffy movie rules, Buffy series rules.
I've heard this a lot.
And Christopher even says, the Buffy series went on too long, but not as long as Supernatural.
Oh, didn't Buffy go like 11 or 12 seasons or some shit like that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
11 or 12 too long from the sounds of it.
Grizzly says, if I remember correctly, Claudia only lasts for 30 to 40 years or so. Yeah, I think it was like 30 something. So, yeah. And that was another point that I was trying to make to Ziggy last night, but it didn't, set in.
Kind of said what I said. I go, she didn't really have, you know, if they'd have gave her a century, that might have been a difference.
And of course, Bill's ranking of our list, 8 out of 10 for me due to not having seen your number two. But Lost Boys 4, damn it, man.
You tell him, Bill.
I'll make you happy, Bill.
Patricia says, I like Ellie just a little bit more because of the androgyny, not knowing what gender they truly were. Okay, yeah.
Androgyny.
Look it up, Faze.
Androgyny, yeah. Did I say it wrong the first time?
You kind of slipped on it a little bit. I think you meant to.
Androgyny.
What do you need me to look up?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Yep, there we go. Christopher says, making me want to read the interview book again. Yep.
Yeah, I mean.
Fuck yeah, man.
I'm strongly considering getting into the Audibles and starting to buy some books getting some of those, you know, subscriptions or whatever.
Where
you
can get those long drives. I'm really picky on who's reading that shit.
I collect books, but I hardly ever have a chance to fucking read, man. I need to start setting the time this is my reading time every day.
But, I started reading the original Necroscope again. I made it 15 pages and I was cross-eyed, falling asleep. I can't do it anymore. I got to like be sitting straight up, middle of day. Just slammed a bunch of caffeine.
There we go. Joseph says, both Abigail and Claudia have so many different levels to them. They're fascinating to watch and see them develop as the movie plays. There you go. I agree. Oh, wrong one. Christopher says, if you have Spotify Premium, they have audiobooks. All right. Now, well, that might be the reason I get Spotify Premium, because I've been looking for a reason to get away from those fucking ads, because especially on the road trips, man, every three songs and it's the same four ads.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. At least Pandora gives you like five or six before, you know?
Yeah. It seems pretty rough, but yeah. All right. Well, there we go. FaZe, I didn't do any graphics for you, but you said you had put together a list of some sort.
Yeah, I didn't really think to give it to you, but, you know, graphics, I've never really done this with you guys before, but yeah.
Oh, go ahead, man.
I don't know. It was kind of tough to put together. I mean, I've seen all these movies. I've kind of mentioned it with the guys last night. You know, ranking these characters is very different for ranking these movies.
Right. Right.
Like that was my. If point. I were ranking these movies, they would be in a very different order.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, with the six that I came up with, there's not really an honorable mention. I guess there's one. I had Benny from Buffy at the bottom. Then, along with you guys, Abigail at number five. Evil Ed at number four from Fright Night. Danny and Ralphie from Salem's Lot at number three. If I had to pick one, I would go with Ralphie.
Mm.
One and two are so interchangeable. It really is hard for me to say, but I have on here Claudia for number two from Interview, and then David and the Crew of Lost Boys is number one, but those could...
Yep, that's enough. I don't need to hear anymore. I'm kidding him. Ziggy's just giving you the golf clap because you pissed me off.
How did I piss you off? She's at number two.
Number two, please.
And she's like, close, man. And
I'm kidding.
I may have to read the book again because I really do love the book.
Dude, the book is so good.
I was thinking more of the movies.
It was so different from a lot of books I was reading back then, too.
If we went by the book, I don't know, man. She probably would make my top five.
If we're going solely off the book, she would be my number one here, I think. Like,
I can't.
She's a lot deeper in the book, bro.
Oh, yeah, of course she is. But I can't go off the book anymore.
We can't. Most of the books. This is about movies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Since this is about movies, I would probably put David and the Crew up above him.
I just haven't read anything in years. You know, I tried to get through. I've started a few books over the last few since we started doing this, but
sure.
You know,
I've been struggling with them too.
Yeah, most of them I've never gotten through them all. So,
fucking Glicks, man.
The Glicks. The fucking Glicks. Let's look at these lists. Sorry for a minute there, FaZe, but...
FaZe.
He's back there somewhere. He's just in the back. Abigail got in the same spot. And you made a good point. Since I had your number one as an honorable mention and you had my number one as an honorable mention, that kind of evens out.
I even had Claudia as my number one honorable mention, so we're splitting hairs.
Yeah. we had both Benny as an honorable mention, and then we both had the Lost Boys and...
No Homer for you, huh?
Abigail. No, he didn't make that big of an impression on me, but we've talked about this before. Near Dark doesn't... I like Near Dark, but it's not in my favorites of a lot.
We needed a couple of more hunting scenes, and I think that would be a fucking... monster of a memorable vampire film, but it just that's like you get like a good half hour, 40 minutes of them doing vampire stuff, and the rest of it is them on the run.
And I'll be honest, I didn't have Fright Night either, which almost surprises me. But
what, Evil Ed?
Yeah, I didn't even have him on my list at all, or any of the Fright Night people, like even Amy.
Amy, I'm. I kind of
kicking yourself for
that, yeah, you know, that's because she was another memorable. Fuck, she's the poster fucking vampire of that thing, and she's definitely qualifies. But I didn't even think of it like that.
Right.
I think Ed is a bit more. My favorite. And I looked for it when I was trying to make that ID today. When he's in the car and just kind of laughing at him, and when they're driving away in the Jeep. That shit is some nightmare stuff, man. And then what I put in there when he thinks he's going to get Peter Vincent and he's got the orange red wig on.
Right.
Mrs. Brewster. And he's just.
Bah. And I'm kind of surprised you didn't have Ellie from Let the Right One In on your list. I thought that was going to show up, but.
I think I just liked what I had a little bit better.
Fair enough. I mean, it's a good list. Yeah. It's a good list. I'm giving you shit, but of course. You know that.
I'm going to check out that Dizantium for sure.
Because I had Paige. I started this list a couple weeks ago when first announced we were doing it. You know, I was like, oh, fuck. I was sitting there. I was like, I got time. I'm going to take a look at this stuff. And
I took some time on it too, but I wanted to watch a few more, but that kind of got thrown out the window because time has not been my friend lately.
No.
So,
yeah.
Bill says he got that new Halloween book, Halloween Illustrated. Damn, love the artwork. Yeah, dude. I've been thumbing through it a little bit.
You see those guys thanked us?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Well, we've done three.
Thanks, guys.
We've done three or four videos on them. We've sold at least two books during last week's show. So
three, because I bought one too.
No, three. All right.
I'm tempted, but
I don't want to be like where it was hard to find that Crystal Lake Memories. So I bought that one, and those are really, really hard to find.
Are they? I got mine like way after it came out. It wasn't.
I paid a pretty penny for it, but I got one.
Yeah, but they're like $150 and shit. $100. Yeah.
I didn't pay that much.
I paid 50.
No.
I think I paid like 75 or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, the guy.
Bill says 10 of 10. Faze, nice list. You rock.
Wow, 10 out of 10.
Thank you, Bill.
What a
here's dick. A good little out.
You know what is this bullshit, man? Yeah.
Not liking where this is going, Bill.
It's because of the Lost Boys at number one.
Yeah, that's all it is.
But thank you, Bill, so much.
Let's see.
Thank you too, Mom.
Fucking hey, man. Vampire kids. There's nothing worse.
Faze, you have a birthday coming up in May. Excellent. Your sister has money. I don't know what that means, but all right, there you go.
Neither do I. All right.
Your sister has money. That's some like it's like the eagle is in the field. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. Right. Everybody has money. Depends on how much.
The red sparrow flies only at night.
What?
Yeah, exactly. let's see. Joseph says, wasn't there a really creepy vampire kid in Boris Karloff's Black Sabbath? Some little kid knocking at the door asking his mother to let him in as he's standing outside in the snow. I don't remember that one, but I think it's been a couple of decades since I've seen that movie, too. So,
Black Sabbath.
Oh, they're... Christopher says, rock and roll vampire is better than New Orleans vampire.
Yeah.
In the books, yes. I think if that's what you're talking about, if you're talking about the difference between like Vampire Lestat and Interview with a Vampire Lestat, yeah, I love Lestat.
The movie approach to Lestat though is
that was rough.
Pales to the book.
In Queen of the Damned, yeah, that was rough. They're taking quite a few liberties with some of the content, but I did like the first season of Interview with the Vampire on AMC. And the second one comes out, I think, next month sometime. So I'm cautiously curious about that, but they are taking some liberties that are pissing off some of the hardcore Anne Rice fans, but I'm giving it a shot.
All that shit is implied in Anne's books. It's just a little more visceral in the show.
Yeah. Right. Oh, well, we might be done a little early again.
With the vampire kids.
Were there any other vampire kids that we did not touch upon or that
I
haven't been mentioned in the comments?
I had to omit Robert Russler's, I forget his name. TJ now, I think, from Vamp.
From Vamp?
Yeah, because they were pledging at a college fraternity, so they had to be past 17.
Chris Bakke may have been 18.
So, yeah, they had to be eliminated. I had a couple of more in there, too, that I just had to let go. So I liked what I had. I went like, these are the ones I like the most.
Any we didn't include The Little Vampire, even though we had what's his name on a couple weeks ago?
Jonathan Lipnicki.
Jonathan Lipnicki.
Yeah. I did no like funny. Like I could have did, I guess we could have put Once Bitten, Jim Carrey and all those guys.
Yeah.
Because they were in high school, so
you included Buffy. That was funny.
Buffy's the only funny one on the whole thing. Everybody else was much more serious.
Yeah. Like I said, I went on pretty much performances by the actors and the characters. So it wasn't really all. Well, like I said, the movies would probably be in a slightly different order. And even Faye said the same thing. His would be in a drastically different order. So
I have to look at it like the things that stuck in my mind through all the years of, what do they say, malted hops and bong resin. It's still stuck through. Yeah, that's the ones I got to fucking promote, man.
It smells like pepperoni and patchouli up in this bitch.
Something like that for sure, man.
FaZe, if you could find the link for, we did top 10 vampires not too long ago.
Sure,
just vampire movies in general. If you can find that and throw that in the comments and tell me what date we put that out in.
I think I might have went Salem's Lot number one on that bitch too.
I think you did. I'll see if I have access to the list, but I don't think I still do.
I don't know if BK's still in here, man, but I think we saw like one of the parts we were at his house or we were at my house, and dude, there was no sleep that night.
Yeah.
August 21st, 2023, we did that stream.
So really? Not quite a year ago. But yeah, throw that link in there. Colonels was a combination of 1932 and then 1992's Dracula. Yours was actually Fright Night.
Fright Night, yeah.
Yeah. Salem was right? Number two for you, yeah.
I went back and forth on that one.
Yeah. Mine was 92's Bram Stoker's Dracula, with the Interview being a close second.
I'm okay with that. Fright Night is the most entertaining and complete. I like the story. I like the pacing of it. And I love how that fucking house turns into this scary ass looking Halloween haunted mansion shit after just like green fog coming out of it at the final scene. It's just the best.
Yep. There you go. Christopher says, good thing nobody mentioned Twilight. Not on this show.
Fuck that.
Our demographic skews way higher than that.
No sparkly vampires. I think that's in the bylaws somewhere.
Have you seen any of those movies, Ziggy?
Twilight?
Yeah.
I remember being sick once on a weekend, and MTV was running all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up enough where I was following the plot. So I've seen it in bits and chunks, but I know what the story's all about. You know what I mean? I've never seen them completely in any full form.
I've never seen any of it except for whatever commercials and clips might, you know, pop up from time to time. But no.
It's bad CGI. It's.
I haven't seen any of them, but I was in middle and high school when they were fucking trending hard. And I did read part of the first book and just like, oh my. I don't remember how far I got. I was trying to give it a chance because some people are really saying it was good. But I'm like, this ain't doing anything for me, man.
It just definitely does not seem like my cup of tea. So.
No. It doesn't really end. I mean, it's the same run-of-the-mill fluffity fluff. It's a love story. It's a fucking love story, you know?
Strange kind of love story, too. Like, well, it's like, I'm not really into that kind of like triple, like love triangle tripe weird thing.
The
you know?
Main thread is built around these monsters and shit, and then they become secondary parts to it until they mix. And oh, yeah.
But I've heard some of the things that happen.
Interview is You could say Interview was kind of a love story in a way, too, though.
Sure.
Even a triangle.
Some people blame Interview for Twilight, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course. Interviews.
Well, which I can agree with.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, Twilight is definitely a product of, you know, Anne Rice's books and at least that movie.
If we had a wheel of penalties, that would be one of the penalties. Watch the Twilight series.
There was, I was thinking about this today. Would you consider, this would have been 1994 when Interview with a Vampire came out. Would you consider that to be one of the earlier versions of what they now call elevated horror? Is that an example of elevated horror? I think I just made Ziggy's brain stop. Like,
no.
Or he's doing his Mitch McConnell impersonation. I can't tell.
Har, 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 har. No, fucking, I don't think it's that's elevated horror. I think they
no,
I think they tried to stick to the novel pretty much, like overall. Interview the Vampire did,
yeah. I mean, they well, yes and no, but.
In the movie, the like all the homosexuality stuff is implied, but it's never shown in the movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The book, it's a little more, it's there, you know what I mean? But I don't, the new one, yes, they absolutely embraced it and said, let's let it out. Let's show them what it is.
Oh, you know, no, absolutely. No, but I mean, like a lot of the A24 stuff is billed as elevated horror, and you know, a lot of the stuff that's coming out now, what I'm saying, you know, there was a lot of emotion, and it wasn't Interview with a Vampire wasn't necessarily focused on the horror. It was more focused on the relationships and, you know, watching that family grow up. So that's why I was like, would that kind of be considered an early adapter of elevated horror?
I'd still say no.
No?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Faze?
Yeah. That's a tough one. I'm leaning no, though. Especially for the movie. It just... I do agree that the focus was a lot harder on the relationship. Yeah, I don't know.
Fair enough.
It's just cool. I mean, it was neat seeing them keep the wealth going over the generations and...
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It was just something I was curious about earlier.
Mom's bailing. Happy birthday one more time and have a good night.
Happy birthday.
Bye. Bye, Lorena. Happy birthday. There we go. She even says, I did not allow those movies in my home. Good for you. That's good parenting right there.
Twilight.
Yeah.
I assume. Must be. Yeah.
And well. Paula says, I watched them all at a movie marathon with the first set of twins. Good God. Hours of my life. I will never get back.
Damn, Paula.
Man, I'm sorry.
That is.
I'm so sorry.
That is. That's care, folks. That's love.
Dude, what the fuck is it? Bill says, "Come on, Crank. You love Twin Peaks, so you would be a closet Twilight watcher." The fuck, I would. No.
He would not.
You were talking about getting banned earlier, so watch yourself.
Twilight is not crank as fuck.
Watch yourself, Bill. Twin Peaks is crank as fuck, but not Twilight.
I believe what Crank is trying to say is...
Fuck you! Thank you. Thank you very much for translating. There's my buddy JJ. What's up, JJ? He says, there was a child vampire in the movie Vamp, a little female street urchin that launches herself at one of the albino gang and sends him to his great reward. It's a funny scene. You brought up Vamp, but
it
was one that we forgot.
Well, again, because
Or not forgot, but
I like Robert Russler because he was the one, you know, he gets staked and then they at the end they pop out and he's still alive and they're like, whoa, whoa. He's like, no, it's cool, man. I already ate. And he's like, but I staked you. He's like, yeah, it's for Micah. it doesn't register. And he just kind of tosses it away. He was great, you know, and but again, over 18, so disqualified. I forgot about the kid, though. That's a good point.
Yeah. I do want to tell you, JJ brought this up to me over the last week after our Abigail review, and we were talking about how I don't remember any vampire films that had like mafia connections. He brought up Innocent Blood had some mafia ties in it. So
Innocent Blood. I have to go back.
I'd forgotten about that one.
Yeah. See what's up.
It was a 90s film, if I remember correctly, like 93, 94 or something like that.
Oh, I remember the title for sure. I just don't remember. I might sit down and start watching it and going, I've seen this.
Yeah. But he did bring that up. So. Let me said something about that. Christopher wants to know, wonder how old the count from Sesame Street was when he turned. you'd have to ask him.
How many centuries have passed? One century.
That'd be funny. I'd be into that.
Joseph says, I actually went to Forks, Washington for Twilight film locations. When I got there, I said, what the fuck am I doing? That's a good question, well, man.
You know, I mean, it is a popular spot. It does, you know, some people will watch that video and enjoy it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dr. Smiley says, what about the karate girl from Blade, the one that fought Wesley Snipes in the Scroll Room? I'll be honest. I've never seen any of the Blade films.
What?
I don't know why. I really don't know why. I've just never had any interest in them.
Look at it this way. Without
I don't like Wesley Snipes a whole lot.
He's really good at Blade, though.
All right.
Without Blade, you would not have the current Marvel universe you have.
Oh, I disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree with that. They would have found a way to do something with that.
Blade made a lot of money and just showed them.
The first one made a lot of money. I don't know if 2 and 3 did that great.
I think they all were pretty.
Really? All right. Maybe so.
I don't know. I mean,
Dr. Smiley agrees with you, I guess. Right, fine. Joseph says it was actually cool because this town, Forks, Washington, literally was in danger of extinction. The books saved the town in real life from going under. All right.
So it did some good, that movie.
I guess, yeah. Yeah. Those movies. Oh, let's wrap this up.
Call it early.
You don't need to drone on too much about it. So.
Yeah.
I felt like this would be a quick one.
Do what?
I felt like this would be like a long one, you know?
Yeah, I didn't think it would be too
without
long.
Without Colonel, these top fives don't go on as long. Like,
right. And he didn't even send the top five list for us to, you know.
I'm surprised.
You know, angrily announce.
He made the video. I mean, that's the first time we've seen him in a while.
I thought that's
true.
I proofed it because I figured his list was going to be in that video. And then I was like, okay.
I haven't watched it.
You saw it tonight?
We saw it at the top of the show. So.
Well, that's what I mean. I didn't watch it before. I saw it on, you know.
That's when I saw it the first time. Are we doing what we discussed, yes or no, for next week?
I just got to find time to rewatch those, but sure.
Well, we were going to have to find time to rewatch the other ones anyway.
True. I think it's a good idea, personally. I mean,
keep this vibe kind of going. In a way.
Vampires, motherfuckers.
This is true. All right.
Lay them on, man.
All right. Next week, folks, we are going to be doing another edition of our original versus remakes. And since one of the movies got brought up tonight, and we wanted an actual debate rather than like we did with The Fog, it was like praising the original, slamming the remake. Mm-hmm. We wanted something that had a little bit more potential 50-50 debate into it. So we're doing original, Let the Right One In, and remake, Let Me In. And as you've seen tonight, we have one on, at least one on each side. So I think that'll be an interesting one. So that'll be next week on Monday Maniacs. So watch both of those movies if you have time this week and get caught up, and let's discuss. So
should be interesting. I mean, yeah. I honestly, that American remake was very forgettable for me, so I'm definitely going to have to sit down and watch that again.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to those. I'll probably buy them both, honestly. Just because I like both the movies. I just like the other one a little bit better. So, Christopher says he'll rewatch those.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Gina says, "Oh, that could be fun." Yeah. So, but yeah, that's our topic for next week.
I won't have as much hate or vitriol for either one of these. So, yeah.
Right.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
I guess.
Well, the Fog remakes, still, there's a final chapter coming for that at some point. I don't know how. I don't know when. But your Twilight is coming.
Ooh.
I'll leave it at that.
Ba-dum-bum.
Dun-dun-dun.
All right. One more time, let's thank our members, of course. First off to our final girls and guys, Chris, Lorena, BD, and Tyrone. Happy birthday one last time, Lorena. Thanks to our crazy Ralphs, Bell's Fancy Creations, which just joined us this week. Well, actually last week, but they did it while we were on the air and I couldn't do anything about it.
Thank you.
God damn it. Thank you.
And also Dr. Smiley, Raymond, and the whole damn enchilada pod. And then, of course, thanks to our camp counselors, 42nd Street Pete, Corey, Luke, Michigan Dave, Jimmy and Rachel, Stacy Lynn, Orlando, Patricia, Kristen, and JJ. Thank you, guys.
Golf claps for everybody.
Golf claps for everybody all around tonight. If you want to become a member, check out and support the DCS, check out deathcursesociety.com and figure out what tier works for you. And then, of course, thanks to our associate producer, FaZe. One last time, I'll mention, make sure to like and share this video and subscribe if you haven't already.
Like, subscribe, blah, 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 blah. Yes. Follow us on everything, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah. What was the shampoo?
Spotify.
You tell a friend, and they tell a friend, and so on, and so on, and sure. That's kind of what we need. We need some of that action. We need some vampire kids. Maybe they could get out. And
FaZe, have you seen both Let Me In and Let the Right One In?
I know I've seen Let Me In. I don't know about Let the Right One In. I'll have to rewatch to find out, honestly. Yeah. But I will be watching them for the video next week.
Yeah. So, should be a fun time.
It'll be cool. We'll fucking sure find something to piss somebody off. It's funny.
It's fun. Yeah, folks.
Hold on. There's a couple of comments in here.
Like, the internet didn't crash either. They were working on that shit in my area and said, we apologize for any service interruption they experienced.
Don't speak too soon.
Fucking Monday.
JJ says, Let the Right One In versus Let Me In. Grace Moretz versus Lee Anderson. CGI Cats versus CGI Cats. Awesome. Can't wait. Good night, guys. Take care and have a good week.
CGI Cats. God, I fucking forgot.
I forgot about the CGI Cats, yeah. But they're in both, so doesn't matter. You can basically cross those off, just cross both of them off the list. All right, folks. So that's what we're doing next week. That's going to wrap it up for us. FaZe, you send them out for the night.
All right, everybody. Have a good rest of your night and week. We'll see you next week on Monday to talk about Let Me In, and what was the other one?
Let the Right One In.
Let the Right One In, and it's going to be a great time for all to be had. Just kidding.
For fuck's sake. Yeah, I'm a little spacey. But yeah, no, that was a fun one. Guess I'll do the Colonel thing. Fucking don't get sick, wash your dick, don't be a scuba Steve. Use Summer's Eve, you know.
Summer's Eve.
You know, I muddled it up a little bit, but that's fine. Zag, I'll send it to you.
Thanks, man. Yeah, you know, hey, get a little early, get yourself a sandwich, catch the news tonight. It'll be great. Vampire Kids.
Will watching the news tonight be great? I don't think so. Some weird shit going on across all the colleges in the country right now.
Yep, just get out, go ahead and watch your vampire movies for next week. Let the Right One In and Let Me In and be ready. And that way, that'll kill a few hours. You won't have to see the horrible news while you do, you know, digest your sandwich. It'll be great, and we'll see you next week. It's going to be fun here, man. We're getting into summer. You know, things slow down a little bit, but not here. We got some great stuff coming at you. Even the return of a great event to these airwaves. More on that soon, though. Until then, I'm out. Crank's out. He's going to tell you how out he is. Go ahead.
I'm so out.
Come out right.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, wait a minute. Wait. No, wait. No. No, thanks for watching, guys. As always, we do always appreciate you guys tuning in and chatting with us. This show would suck without you guys. I'll be honest. So
yeah, we'd have stopped doing this fucking years ago. But, no, but it's. I look forward to it, man. It keeps it's keeping us grounded, keeping us sane, and hopefully doing the same for you, man. It's like a group therapy here. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it makes Mondays suck just a little bit less. Somebody used to say,
yeah,
about, we should actually, you know, configure that into some marketing.
That could be a shirt.
Making Mondays suck just a little bit less. But yeah, thanks for watching, guys. We will catch you next week. Watch up on or bone up on Let the Right One In and Let Me In, and bring your thoughts. Am I completely, absolutely fucking wrong that the remake is better than the original for once? It's possible, but
I feel like the track record is intact of foreign to American remakes. We'll see.
I don't know. We'll see. See you next week, folks.
Woo! Rock and roll!